Good morning.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, I think so. 6:45 a.m. on, what the hell is it? It's Tuesday, June the 8th, 2021. Okay, I think I got the numbers right. 6:45. Yeah, this has got to be my new normal. Yesterday, I made the mistake of sitting down and writing first thing. And by the time I realized it, among other things, I'd waited too long and it was way too hot. It was like by 9 o'clock yesterday morning, it was over 80. And then I had workmen coming to give me an estimate on the tree removal and yard cleanup. And it was noon by the time they got done. So yeah, yesterday didn't happen. Largely because I was kind of dumb. Timing was again me. But this morning, you know, got up. I got my toast. I got my coffee. I didn't have very much coffee. I'm still talking like a squirrel on crack, but... this monster work in progress is really close to done, which is why I started writing first yesterday morning. I was like, all right, it's a new day. I can get 2,000 words in today. Let's go. Let's do this. It was wonderful. It was exciting. That's probably crap. I'll cut off your throat out, but it was words that moved me along, moved the story along, got things going. I got to about 2,000 words and said, oh, damn, didn't quite make it today. Maybe tomorrow. So I'm kind of jonesing to get back and get the writing going again. So if I post this late, if somebody has to jog my elbow a couple times to make it happen, then yeah, that's why. I can't wait to get back. I can wait, actually, you know, because, you know, I have to, sort of. So I can't wait. Yeah, actually, I can. Anybody says I can't wait is actually in the process of peeing their pants. I think it's the reality. So we had a little bit of a tornado scare yesterday. My younger has a job as a veterinary technician at a small practice at one town. I think it's one town, maybe two towns over. In Colorado, next door is like 10 miles away. The scale of distance compared to New England is way off. 50 miles to Denver is, it's not a bad commute. And Maine, Portland to Lewiston, I think it's like 30 miles. That's a long haul. I think it probably says as much about the condition of the roads and the ability to move from one place to another relatively easily is not actually comparable. Although I also have to point out that if you're in Boulder and somebody asks you to go to Denver, which is like maybe 15, 20 miles, yeah, that's a hard ask. Ask them to come to Greeley, which is like 50 miles. That's like, really? I don't know. know if I'm ready for an overnight trip. And so a lot of it depends on where you live. Here in Greeley, everything is at least 20 miles away. The town itself is really complex. The city, I'm sorry, it's not a town. The city, really, is quite compact. So from here to the center of town is less than 5 miles. It's certainly within, you know, biking distance. It's almost within walking distance. My elder regularly walked all over town. Still hasn't got a driver's license. And when she had an apartment, she walked to the grocery store and back with groceries. I would occasionally, she'd be over for dinner and I'd stop by the grocery store so she could stock up and throw it in the back of the van. But yeah, the city itself is pretty compact, even though we live on, well, we used to live on the west side. And now the center of town has moved quite a long ways west. We're not exactly on the outer fringes anymore, like we were when we moved here. What does it smell? Dryer sheets, I think. So anyway, we got an estimate for the tree removal and yard cleanup, which is about $10,000 less than I thought it was going to be. So that's good. And I got the fence people coming on Monday. Give me an estimate on that. That's going to be five figures, I'm pretty sure. Because they got to take down the old fence, and there's a lot of old fence, and then they got to put in the new fence. And that's going to be a bit. It's going to be a bit. But we've been saving our pennies. I'll pay my taxes so that that's, I'm not being overly optimistic when I look at the budget. It'll do. Blue spruce here. Smells delicious. I love the spruce smell. Some big pine trees here too. They've dropped a heck of a lot of pollen. There's looks like yellow chalk dust all down inside the gutters. It's all pine tree pollen. But yeah, today's supposed to be, today's Tuesday, so it's, I think today is like mid-90s. We're going to be pushing 100 before the end of the week. Looks like they have some tenants in this building now. And I'm seeing, I don't know if all of them do, but at least some of the units have a little deck. And there's at least two here that have deck furniture, patio furniture, oh, second and third floor. Looks very cool. Somebody's got tomato plants in the planters, excellent. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Some new trees going in, or getting ready to go in. That was, for those of you who have been around for a while, that was Athletic T-Shirt Man. Oh, this feels lovely. Coming up when I get ready, stay with me. So the redheaded runner, when I was leaving the house, her hair's not red anymore, but I was pretty sure that red was not a natural color. Looked great, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't actually her natural hair color. Beautiful morning. The air is cool. The sun, when I have to stand in it, is quite warm. The morning air is cool. It feels good. I just, wearing a polo shirt, jeans. And I've been wearing hoodies. Long sleeve hoodies since sometime last year. So it's a little bit it feels a little bit weird to have my arms free again. Lots of planes out here this morning. Let's pick them up with a prompt for the writers' groups. I'm responsible for 6 days out of seven. Just try to keep the group going. I'm not convinced that it's actually worth it. I'm walking, not talking. What am I reading? All right, I sort of have to, I feel kind of an obligation to preface this with. I'm reading Bob and Nikki's Saucer Repair. Gary Boyd, B-O-Y-D-E. Bob and Nikki, N-I-K-K-I. They're They're 1950s era pulp. But written as new. I mean, they're current era. They've got a ridiculous amount of pop culture reference. Ridiculous. And the stylistically, they're straight out of 50s pulp, where he doesn't use a lot of dialogue tags, but everybody always uses the person they're talking to. They always use that person's name. Bob, I've been thinking. John, let's do that. Thank you, Nikki. I wanted whatever. It's a little weird. There's a lot of witty repartee that frequently gets repeated. So Bob's eyes are brown. And it becomes a running gag. Everybody says Bob's eyes are brown. Or that he's wearing blue contacts. Because that's the only way he can hide the brown eyes. And yet there's something about the stories that just keeps me dragged in. It's like, I finished... I'm about to finish. I'm within, like, probably two pages of finishing. Fourth one, I think. I think they're, like, 16. It's like, okay. I'm already looking forward to the end of this one and starting the next one. And I'm not even done with this one yet. And it was somebody, and I don't know who it is, so if it's somebody who's listening... Thank you. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I think it came as a reply to one of my newsletters. And they had said, oh, here's some books. Try this. I think you'll like it. Yeah, I do. It's fun. And, you know, fun has a really high... value for me right now. Doing something fun is a high value activity. This lady, she's gonna walk on the street. I'll let her walk in the street. Not on the street, on the sidewalk. Oh, she's going down by the park, okay. So yeah, fun has a very high value. And reading this is just fun. It's like, I spent I spent 2 hours yesterday afternoon reading, just sitting in the living room, feet up, comfy chair, reading away. And then remember that I hadn't actually finished my word count in the morning. And had to go find another 1,000 words. That's only about half done. But it worked. We found it. We did it. Sprinklers are running. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.